Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and we appreciate you kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:04 on the clock. Your host, James, here, joined by Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Michael Kerr, here filling in today.
I had to do that one, Michael. I'm really sorry, but I do it to you all the time. And this time I saw your name actually pop up, and I had to. I'm sorry, Michael. I'm just in a mischievous mood this morning. I'm looking at our forecast. It looks like our temperatures are going to go down a little bit this weekend, but we can coast until then, it looks like.
Yeah, not looking too bad temperature-wise until then, but yeah, your weekend and actually much of next week looking downright cold out there. We'll be talking teens for highs into your weekend. Probably some teens below zero, though, for the wind chills overnight Saturday night and again into your Sunday night time frame. First out there for today, some lingering light snow tapering off to some flurries by this afternoon. Temperatures looking to hold fairly steady in the lower to middle range of the 20s for today, with a touch of a north and northwesterly breeze to around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then for tonight, a weak Clipper-type system working in from the northwest brings some more light snow to the forecast well after midnight for tonight. Overnight lows dropping back into the lower range of the teens. And then into your Friday, dealing with that light snow, especially through about the midday time frame, around an inch of snow accumulation expected there for tomorrow, with highs improving back up to 32 as winds turn more to the south and southwest, kicking up to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Just a chance for a dusting of some light snow or flurries on Saturday, but already trending colder back into the mid-teens for high temperatures, lows to one above zero Saturday night, but probably dealing with some wind chills down into the teens below zero with some breezy northwest winds, and still no major warm-ups there on Sunday. Generally cloudy conditions with a high of 12. Much of next week still looking pretty chilly as well. Monday only forecasting a high of 8 above zero. Tuesday still in the upper single digits for high temperatures, and Wednesday we only improve back to some lower teens for highs there midweek. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Appreciate the updates, Michael. You have yourself a great day.
Have a good one.
Best in the business right there. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, greatly appreciate them joining us, especially when I frustrate them, or I think I aggravated Michael a little bit there.
No, I think we're good.
We got some fun stuff to get to this hour. Misty's Mania Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up for you in a little bit, everybody. We'll get some fun stuff after that. Of course, we've got Civic Media's Million Dollar Advertising Giveaway that we're going to talk about as well. Do that towards the end of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, millennials are sharing things that boomers love saying on BuzzFeed, and boomers responded with things that millennials love saying on BuzzFeed.
That's good.
So we're going to do both of these right here.
Sounds good to me.
Cover all these bases. So millennials on Twitter and BuzzFeed have been talking about things that boomers love saying. Well, they aren't wrong, but here some of them are. I'm videoing this. Yeah. You don't have to say that necessarily.
Videoing.
Yeah.
They made a verb out of that.
I like that, though. I like that. I like when we make verbs. Like, every once in a while, they work. Creating a verb. That's a good one. Just nuke it when something could be warmed up in a microwave.
I use that one.
Actually, I don't know if I've used that one, but I feel like I have.
I know I have.
I've used this one. That's the one I was looking at. Phone tag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're playing a game of phone tag. The one that gets me is the guy who says it and thinks he's the first one to ever say it. That's the one that gets me. I think we all use it, but there's certain
people that
lean into it a little hard.
Yeah. But
sit here, I won't bite. Yeah, no. We have to stop that.
That's it. By trying to sound cute and unthreatening, you sound very threatening.
Yep. I wasn't even thinking about you biting me.
Why did you bring it up?
Why did you bring this up? Do you have a history of this? Should I be aware of it?
There's something very creepy about it. Yeah, don't do that.
Do I need to give you something like a bone to chew on here? That's the million-dollar question. Oh, boy. Yeah, use that one. Yeah.
That is actually a corruption of the original $64 question, which was from a radio game show called Press Your Luck. Now I can't remember what
million
it was.
The
$64 question then became like the $64,000 pyramid.
Yes.
You know, it's been on there before. So the price, as inflation has gone up, so has the value of the question has also gone up.
Yeah. I'm noticing that I say some of these, which is really bad since I'm not a boomer.
No.
That is really bad. If you're a boomer out there and you're kind of cringing at some of these, don't feel bad. Some younger people are saying them.
No.
Seth and I are the two.
Yeah.
Calling it the COVID.
Yes.
Calling anything the this. Yeah, yeah.
that always gets me.
It's
funny. That's always funny to me.
Let's see if this works when handing over a credit card. Yeah. Yes.
I hope you know the state of your credit when you're handing that card over, but sounds like you're a little iffy on that.
Now, I like this one, but yeah, I admit that it is an old-sounding thing. So, what's the damage? After being given the bill at a restaurant or anything like that.
Anywhere, really, yes.
So, what are we looking at here? What's the damage? Huh? Yeah, you got to follow it with an ah. You got to follow it with that. You have to,
especially in the Midwest. Yeah,
they're not going to know what you're talking about if you don't follow it.
You don't.
Well, I guess it's free when an item that they want to buy isn't ringing up.
Oh, that's just that one is that that's cringy. That one's really cringy to me.
Quit doing this to clerks.
Poor
clerks. Quit doing this to clerks. Yeah. They are making barely enough money to survive. They don't need to be putting up with this.
Your weird humor. No, stop it.
No.
It's not funny.
Also, if it doesn't ring up on the register, chances are you've got the sale wrong. Quit holding up the line and move on with your life. You're not going to save the 25 cents. I'm sorry. Quit doing this to clerks.
Yeah, poor clerks.
In all my years. Yeah.
I think that's a birthright.
I think so.
I think we should be allowed when we hit a certain age to do that.
I'm realizing certain ones of these are birthrights, yes.
Yeah.
That you don't get a whole lot of things that come with getting older.
Hey, millennials, you're going to be saying it too. I'm just saying.
Oh, yes.
You're going to be saying it.
Yeah, just welcome to your future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
Pronouncing all the L's in tortilla.
Tortilla.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard not so much with that word, but with other ones.
I would say that's. I actually put that one on the boomers because, come on, you can do it. I mean, that's what my 8-year old says.
Yeah,
you should be better than that. Yeah,
referring to the landline. Yeah, we don't even call them phones anymore. We call them landlines. We like our the basicness that most of us grew up with of what a phone is has really not been called that for a long time.
Nope,
they're just landlines.
This is your phone right here, the one you have in your pocket.
Yeah.
The other thing is something else, and it's got its name. Boy, I hope it doesn't hurt its self-esteem, man.
Yeah, you got to wonder.
There's not many left, so
there's just not enough. But they do have a support group for rotary phones.
It's a rotary. I'm not a landline. I'm a phone.
I'm a dang phone. I have purpose. And so those are the ones that millennials say about boomers and everything. Okay. Well, let's flip that.
All right.
Boomers on Twitter and BuzzFeed have responded to the younger generation by sharing the things that millennials love saying, and clearly they have been around for a lot of young adults. Ditto. Ditto is number one on this list. So I say likewise a lot.
Yeah, likewise.
Right. I say that one more than ditto. But I imagine that they mean the same thing, so
they
it's
do.
Not that big of a difference.
They do.
I know I have actually seen people frustrated with likewise. I've seen that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Likewise, okay.
So I did a thing, and thing is something like, they bought a desk or something like that.
I like that one.
Yeah,
it's I did a thing.
Yeah, yeah, I don't mind that one.
I bought a thing. Yeah, I like that one.
Cuteness overload. I suppose
that's a little sketchy.
It just feels uncreative. It doesn't feel very. This one. I knew this one was coming, and I knew it like long before this list or anything like that. I was today years old when I learned blank. Like usually it's something silly. Like I was today years old when I realized that when someone says "hold your horses," they're telling me to be stable. Or I was today years old when I realized Turkey was a country. Things like this that seem like most of us have known for years and they're just finding out.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I've ever heard that phrase.
Oh, I've heard it a lot.
I have not. I must not be hanging out with young people.
It's used a lot on social media. And I've had a lot of kids using it in sketches and stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay.
That one felt like the day I heard it had a shelf life. I don't hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's one of those ones where you hear it and you just like, as creative as it might sound, the other people are going to want to use that because it sounds creative.
Yeah.
And it's another way of telling. It's a icebreaker to share something.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of the things we're sharing are that, the icebreakers in the middle of conversations.
That's true.
Those awkward moments. How many people get tired of that person that has the awkward laugh every second? Like, every second they do it.
What are you talking about?
It's a big difference of doing it on a morning show.
Yeah.
It's a big difference of trying to be a good teammate.
Yeah, right.
And there's people in day-to-day life that do this, and I feel bad for them, actually, because they're just that awkward. That feel, I can relate to that on some levels. you must be fun at parties. Yeah.
That's just kind of lame.
Saying right every 10 words when explaining something.
Right?
Yeah, I do that one. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That one's catchy. That one catches
that
you.
That one,
yeah.
Yes.
It's simple. It's simple and it's right to the point. Mood. Just the term mood.
Just the term mood?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I've never even heard that one. Wow, okay.
Saying and go when asking for recommendations on anything.
That's just annoying.
That is annoying. That is annoying.
Very annoying.
The term adulting. Yeah. Yeah. I throw that one around, but when I do, it's sarcastically.
Yeah, yeah. A little tongue-in-cheek when you do it, yeah.
I wonder how many of these millennials do use tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, it's ironically,
if,
right?
Yeah. It's not as if we've got an embargo on sarcasm and stuff or anything like that. It's, you know, other generations use it. Quote, saying, I'm sorry, but... followed by something completely normal, like, I'm sorry, but why is this pizza so delicious? Yeah.
That's just kind of weird.
It's weird. And when we use terms like this, mm-hmm. or we overuse terms, it's no different than if I say, I love this, I love something every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It sees, well, how, then what does it mean when I actually do love something? You know?
It loses a little bit of its, yep, yeah.
I think the term sorry is one of those ones that you got to be careful with when it comes to that, because when you are apologizing for something, we listen to a tone, we listen to those things,
right.
But what matters is so much of what's on our face, mm-hmm. and so much of how it comes across, and you can generally tell when somebody really is sorry, mm-hmm. or they're not.
Yep. That's true.
If we overuse the term, it's going to lose a bit of its meaning.
Yeah.
I can't think of any of these myself, the like terms or phrases or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, though, that we could all be a little bit better about picking on each other as far as generations picking. Now, there's also something to be said of this is just a rite of passage.
Right.
I mean, I don't think that we need to completely stop doing this.
Right.
It's a little like a little similar to bullying. Bullying is obviously wrong and horrible, and we want to encourage kids not to do it and all these things. But also, teasing each other as children is one of the ways that we make friends. It's mm-hmm. one of the ways we find that we all are different. Say there's that kid in class. I know this happened to me a lot of times. There's a kid I see in class. It looks like he's got the perfect life. He's got the perfect hair, perfect this, perfect that. That kid got made fun of because he had braces. Like, so he was brought down to all of our levels, or mm-hmm. rose to all of our levels, mm-hmm. however we want to look at it or anything mm-hmm. like that. Like, there is something to razzing each other.
Yeah. Well, there's a fine line. I mean,
absolutely.
It's finding the
absolutely.
Line between just good-natured ribbing and actual bullying. I mean, there is a difference. And like you're trying to articulate, there is a difference between the two, because I think most people can understand the difference. You know what you feel when someone's doing that. If it does feel weird and negative and stuff, then that's probably bullying. If you're feeling like, hey, you know, they're just kind of, you know, hey, yeah, how's it going, bud, kind of thing, then it is different.
But how do we figure these things out?
Right.
If we can't do any of it, then we're mid-adults by the time we can start doing this, and then mm-hmm. we all of a sudden we're horrible at it, or we're too mean, or too light, or whatever, or anything. It's a balance that we're trying to figure out. I'm not saying I got the answers or anything like that, but I do think that it's a dangerous game to tell kids, hey, you can't tease each other. Like, that seems extreme to me.
That seems a little bit on the other side, yeah, I think you're right.
I don't like necessarily that kids do this, but it is one of the ways that we work as a society to kind of learn social cues and these kind of things. Well, we're worrying about kids having their faces in tablets and laptops too much, right? And worrying about how to interact with other human beings. This is another layer of that, mm-hmm. Of understanding the balance of how, not... hey, kid, this is just teasing each other, and this is downright mean.
Yeah.
Understanding that difference.
If you have a sibling or you have more than one child, then, yeah, you will see that kind of exactly what we're talking about right now. I have a question about this survey. Mm. Is Gen X like the forgotten generation?
Yeah.
They are never involved in any of these things.
They never bring us in on anything, man. Nothing. We keep getting lost. We're stuck between the millennials and the boomers and all this, like, and they never mention us.
Well, because I was thinking of some things that Generation X was the like generation.
Yep.
Like, use like every other word awesome. Kind of thing. Yeah, awesome.
Another one. Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
And you can tell who a Gen Xer is because mm-hmm. we still use these terms.
We do.
We still do all the time. We will like take a break right now and like come back in a little bit with some awesome rad.
Misty's rad. It was gnarly, man. It's gnarly, so gnarly.
That's the one gnarly. I couldn't think of gnarly.
It's gnarly, man.
Morning show. Misty's menu. Birthday and anniversary club coming up for you right here on the morning show at WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu. Cut that one off right away.
Real quick, I got to tell people that one of my great joys in life is putting bumpers and things together and not telling James and then getting his reaction to them. That's one of my great joys.
I'm glad
in my work life, yeah.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We appreciate our friends at Misty's. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're at 9041 Stand Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club for mm-hmm. decades. They've been a part of us, this thing, for a long time. We greatly appreciate our friends over at Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over there. If you're celebrating a birthday today, tomorrow, any of these days coming up, get on over there and let them know it's your birthday. You get a free slice of one Brian's Pies.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to do that. Get on over to Misty's.
Yum.
Seth, I need you to give me a one or a two.
One.
All right. That gives us our qualifier, so we can go ahead and get into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Pat Henderson.
Pat, have a wonderful birthday.
Enjoy your day, Pat. Hope mm-hmm. it is a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, Karen Foss.
Karen, congratulations and happy birthday.
Enjoy, Karen. We hope it's a great one for you. Have a great birthday, and thank you so much to whoever got us these birthdays mm-hmm. and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.maloff@civicmedia.us.
You're working on it.
Getting it.
Yep.
I think a great way to do it, too, is liking our Facebook page, and you can direct message us through there
as
well.
That's right, yep.
It's a great way to do it. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you can send them to almost anybody in our staff, and they will get them to Pam or I.
Yeah.
Most importantly, just get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Taking a look at our celebrity list. Let's see here. Okay. Sasha Banks is 31. She's a female wrestler. And she is Snoop's cousin.
Really?
And she is a Kosaka Reeves on The Mandalorian.
Oh.
I knew that name sounded familiar.
Oh, cool.
I'm not sure that character. I know the character. I can't think of it, though.
It's in March, James.
Yeah, it's just so close.
It's coming so close.
I'm going to start rewatching the second season any day now, as soon as I actually have time.
Yeah, right.
So that won't happen.
No, it's not
going to. No, it's not going to happen. I'd love to, though. Manti Te'o is 32 today, former Notre Dame, New Orleans Saints, and San Diego Chargers linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Te'o, in college, was one of those few defensive players like an Ndamukong Suh or a Jadeveon Clowney that kind of takes where it's usually an offensive like thing that people are brought by and drawn to college football for. One of those guys that in defense actually you know, got some Heisman nods and these things. And then the stuff about his girlfriend came out, and wasn't real, and he was being catfished.
Yeah.
And just a god-awful situation for a young human being to go through. Any human being that has ever been catfished.
Yes.
Let alone in the front of the public eye, in front of the whole world, in the early days of social media.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a documentary that Netflix has on that, and I've heard good mixed reviews about it.
I have heard that. What I have heard about it is it does a great job of explaining what happened I mean, just really getting into the bear, to the digging into what happened to him and how he was taken in just as much as anyone else was by this whole thing.
It's weird. You know, we're used to athletes. We've all seen it. Any of us that love college sports, we've seen where there's a great college athlete, an injury happens, and they never have a pro career.
Yeah, they disappear, right?
It's weird when it's something like this where I don't think we ever saw his full potential.
No.
Because this had to have been playing on him. This had to have been, and as he's spoken to, even when he's with the Chargers, his last stop in the NFL, it's been years since this happened, and he still got it in the back of his mind. Mm-hmm. He still got it sitting there and everything, let alone the people that probably wouldn't let him live this down.
Exactly.
Let's see here. I just feel for. I hope he's living a great life right
now. Me too.
Young, handsome, got a lot of things going for him and everything. I hope he's having a very good life now.
Yeah.
One of the greatest dunkers of all time. You can make the argument the greatest dunker of all time. Vince Carter is 46 today. Some people think that Vince Carter underachieved. Those people are insane.
How?
Yeah. The man was in the NBA for 50 years, basically. He just retired like a year ago.
Yeah.
Dunking is cool and all, but I think it can be overrated. Mm-hmm. There are certain dunks that stand out. Vince Carter has a dunk where you can look at it, Google it right now, or search whatever search engine you use. He dunks, and he just, from his elbow, is hanging from the rim.
I remember that
and
one.
He's got the look on his face. It's probably my favorite dunk, favorite dunk in a slam dunk contest ever. Hard to say as a Jordan fan and all that.
Yeah.
The greatest dunk in a game was Dr. J. And it wasn't even a dunk, really. He takes and goes around the backboard bordering the side, the border right under the basket, taking the ball around the basket and putting it in on the other side. You will never see anybody do anything.
No.
Michael Jordan in the finals against the Lakers, he's coming up and doing a layup, and he switches hands up in the air. That's the closest I can think of to a play like that.
Yep.
Vince Carter, heck of an athlete.
Yes,
and a good talker,
great.
Too. He's been really good on Inside the NBA or one of those shows that he's on. The great one is 62. I don't even have to say his name.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I say the great one, and everybody knows who I'm talking about. That's how great Wayne Gretzky is. That's how incredible he was.
I was talking, I think, this weekend with my brother-in-law and some of my nephews about, Alex Ovechkin came up. He's coming close to Gretzky's goal, total. And there's, speculation, will he break it, will he not? And then you realize Wayne Gretzky had twice as many assists as he had goals. And it just boggles my mind.
Yeah.
There's no one. I mean, there's no – in hockey, there is no question who the greatest ever was. None.
It's a little bit of – I know that it's very – it tends to be common knowledge with sports fans, but it's probably my favorite sports stat. That's why I say it every time, that if he took away all of his goals, Wayne Gretzky would still be the all-time points leader in hockey.
Exactly.
That's crazy. That's insane.
I still have trouble wrapping my mind around that. Someone was that good.
The first time I heard it, I remember looking at the, trying to find, because it didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
I remember trying to figure this out with, hockey cards.
Yeah.
And trying, who was the all-time assist leader or something like that, that kind of thing. Just one of the greats.
Yep.
One of the greats in sports. Obviously, the
all
greatest
time,
in hockey.
Mm.
Although I have to say that some people like my dad's age and stuff he'll admit that about Gretzky, but he'll right away tell you that Gordie Howe is right at 1A, 1B kind of thing.
Yeah, I know the old timers. They still have that the Gordie Howe thing. But
I know that Gordie Howe passed away a little while ago, but I have no doubt in my mind that wherever Gordie Howe is, he is playing hockey without a helmet. Wherever he is.
Yes, he is. Plus, one of the greatest commercials of all time, the Bo Knows commercial. Wayne Gretzky had the best line of that whole thing. He comes, Bo Knows baseball, Bo Knows football from these, baseball and football players. And then Gretzky skates up and says, no.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite deliveries of all time.
Yeah, I love it. It's really good. I remember that one. The great Anita Baker is 65 today. We would have had fun on Rock History 101 with this one.
Yes, we would have.
Anita Baker, almost underappreciated in some ways. Giving You the Best That I Got holds up.
Oh,
that song still holds up.
It's a great song.
Lucinda Williams is 70, critically acclaimed country rocker, Can't Let Go, a couple of other great hits, great singer-songwriter.
Great. I mean, how many, if you look at the number of people that have recorded her songs,
yeah,
she's one of the best songwriters of the past 30 years.
Wasn't it when we were in high school, there was a tribute album that came out about her, like to mm-hmm. help her raise money for medical funds
or
and everything?
Something like that, but I do remember
Sweet
that.
Sweet Lucidity, yep. Something like that, yes. Or whatever, and there were some really great big artists yes. on there.
Even back then, she was considered like a stellar songwriter, even to this day, yeah.
The great, the wonderful, the amazing Scott Glenn is 84 today. Now, you may know, younger audiences may know him as Stick on Netflix's Daredevil. He was in Stephen King's Hulu's Castle Rock. But Scott Glenn, one of those longtime great character actors.
Yeah. And one wonderful, nice career.
Yeah.
Lots of roles, yeah.
You need a job done right. You hire him. You know, yep. You don't got to worry about Scott Glenn. He's going to take care of that role. So a really great actor. I think for many of us, our favorite announcer of all time. I'm not saying he's the greatest of all time.
Okay.
But maybe our favorite. And mm-hmm. certainly, I think that when it comes to lovable announcers in human history, in every sport, he's in the top five. Mm-hmm. There's no way he's not in the top five. A happy birthday, a happy 89th to the superstar, the legend, Mr. Bob Uecker.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Uke.
In the state of Wisconsin, there's no one better. He's been doing it now for so long. His personality is one of the most singular people in baseball history. How can you not love him? How can you not love the guy?
We do this thing in sports all the time. The Mount Rushmore of this sport. The mm-hmm. Mount Rushmore of this thing.
Right.
I want to do something on playmakers coming up this Monday at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Be sure to join us. Shout out to Quality Plus Printing. where it's the Mount Rushmore of the state in your sports in that state or the Ooh. State, just the Mount Rushmore of that state. Like, because mm-hmm. There's some names, obviously Vince Lombardi, Bud Selig maybe, maybe Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I think Brett Favre, Bart Starr, Aaron Rodgers, like a lot of these
Could make
names.
Those, yeah.
As far as the Mount Rushmore of Wisconsin sports.
But right.
All those names are great. Outside of Mr. Lombardi, right after that, I feel like you have to put Bob Uecker. You almost have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a Wisconsinite, so I don't want to say that verbatim. It's not my place to say. But I'm hard pressed to think that you don't include Milwaukee's own Bob Uecker in the Mount Rushmore of Wisconsin sports. I don't care if he played 1 second for a Wisconsin team.
Yep.
He has covered the Brewers. He is, especially for a team that hasn't always had a face to the franchise.
Oh, yeah.
He's been the face to the franchise. Mm-hmm. How many, the Dodgers couldn't even say that about, Vin Scully. There was always a big name with the Dodgers or something like that. Vin mm-hmm. was never the face of it. While many people will consider him, including myself, the greatest announcer I've ever heard.
Yes.
I think Bob Uecker is not only incredibly good at what he does, but so human. Mm-hmm. So relatable, so human, and so, hey, I'm just another guy.
Yeah.
I'm just here trying to have fun and trying to give you keep you up to date on everything.
Yeah. And it's funny because I have to tell people who only know Bob from his acting or from when, his speeches, his funny, lines and all that, that listening to him on the radio must be like a never-ending joke fest. It's like, no. He does. He's a professional. He does. He calls the game the way you're supposed to. Now, every now and then, he'll throw a joke in there.
Yeah.
But he's very serious about it, and he's very, very good at it. So,
a couple people no longer with us. One of the greatest actors of all time. One of my biggest influences, Mr. Paul Newman, born on this day in 1925, passed away in 2008. Now, for younger audiences, Paul, maybe Newman's own salad dressing. Maybe you don't think he did a whole lot. The Sting, Cool Hand Luke, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Slapshot, The Color of Money, The Towering Inferno. Can keep going, everybody. Can keep going. Man's career is basically flawless. Look at Paul Newman's IMDb page and tell me where the crushes are.
The weak link are. Yeah,
the weak ones are or anything like that. You're really hard-pressed.
You are.
The Sting 2, maybe? Like, I mean, even that was pretty good, I thought.
Yeah.
Paul Newman, flawless career. Mm-hmm. And what a life. I think of him as an actor, sure, but I also think of him and his wife and the love affair that they had and how much he loved that woman and everything. And what he did with Newman's, the Newman's Own Company, putting so much into local farms and helping local farmers and farmers throughout the country and everything. And by, still doing it with that company.
Yep. And by the way, holds many records for car racing for like age 70 and age 80, if I remember correctly.
I always forget
that.
Because
he was also an avid car racer as well, well into his 80s. So, I mean, the man was remarkable.
Yeah.
Absolutely remarkable.
Gene Siskel, born on this day in 1946, passed away in 1999. One of the last of the great, you know, critics.
Film critics, yeah.
I think that Gene Siskel, I'm a little biased because when it came to Siskel and Ebert, Gene was my guy. So much so that I would read his articles in the Tribune as a kid, even though I did not really understand some of the things that were being talked about.
Of course, right.
But I always appreciated, I always felt like, nothing against Roger Ebert. Roger Ebert was very good at what he did.
He's fine, yeah.
But you got different types of people in this world, and I felt like you got them both there. No matter what kind of person you were, one way or the other, you were covered with one of those guys.
Yep.
I seem to lean more towards Gene Siskel. Mm-hmm. I seem to be more towards his stuff.
The taste. You had a similar taste in movies, at least for some things.
I had to look this up, too, just to be sure, because I couldn't remember. And he passed away on my birthday, too.
Oh, wow.
And so I think that's part of the reason, too, it always stuck with me. But Chicago's own right there. I missing Gene Siskel.
Just a real quick side note here on this, because just a little pet peeve of mine about aggregate movie review sites, like Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I think they're useless. In terms of finding out movies, for me, it's always find a film critic that you find has the same similar taste to you and listen to what their recommendations are. Just you'd only need to find one. You don't need to listen to everybody.
And I would look into those critics and Rotten Tomatoes and those kind of things and see who's helping them with those reviews and stuff.
Very good point.
And we have to wrap up with General Douglas MacArthur, born in the state in 1880, passed away in 1964, of course, one of our greater generals.
Interesting man.
Yes.
Fascinating career.
Yes.
Yeah, very interesting.
One more time, very happy birthday to Pat Henderson.
Pat, happy birthday.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Karen Foss.
Karen, happy birthday and congratulations.
Sit back, take a listen to Melissa's news, and then head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Jeez. Broke me. You broke me. This one broke me. This one did it.
You've been Rickrolled.
I just got Rickrolled. I pride myself on staying in character and being able to just like, in my defense, listen to this voice. Who gave that a record deal? Who gave that a record deal? Come on.
It's still the weirdest voice to body ratio ever.
It's as if like Michael McDonald like took a helium balloon and like just sucked on it before he started singing or something like that. Like I didn't know you could take a Michael McDonald type voice and make it sound like unrhythmic. Like there's no like tone or rhythm to it, or it sounds like a computer doing a Michael McDonald voice.
Dude, I totally went down a rabbit hole with Rick Astley videos a couple of days ago.
did you?
They're actually his videos weren't bad. They were actually pretty clever, but wow.
Yep. Star of the 80s right there, Rick Astley. I did want to mention one thing just to rewind for a second with our birthday and anniversary club. There was one birthday that I had missed. Eddie Van Halen was born in this day. He passed away in 1955. Born in 1955, passed away in 2020. Mm-hmm. Would have been 68 today. One of the great guitarists of all time. Got to mention Mr. Van Halen.
Absolutely.
Also, my father will not talk to me again if I don't mention that.
You better.
Yeah. So brought this one up a little bit ago and thought it was interesting. Remember when you were young and your parents would bribe you on shopping trips with like a candy bar if you were good or something like that? Well, today's kids might be scoring a lot more than that. According to a new study, the average parent spends 35% more when shopping with kids as opposed to shopping alone.
35%? Wow. That's a lot.
We're looking at ways to cut our budgets here and everything. Apparently, we might have found an easy one for you here.
Don't take your kids.
And they say the average shopping trip costs $179 with kids and $133 alone, or $46 less.
Wow.
Some of that could be bribes like candy, snacks, and toys, but it's also the parents just buy additional stuff when their kids are with them and spend less time comparing prices or talking themselves out of a purchase because you want to get things done and get home.
Yes, and the kids are a distraction when you're doing that, yeah.
I've never met a bad kid. Kids are wonderful. Mm-hmm. Kids are amazing. Kids are also little monsters. They are little tiny monsters that one of their main goals in life is to see how far they can push us. See how far they can go before they drive us absolutely crazy. I don't believe that they know this, but it's in their DNA. I love kids. I'm not. This seems like one of the more obvious studies ever.
Yeah, it does.
Not to say I think it's obvious to a parent or somebody who's going through it. I think to an outsider or to somebody like myself, where your kids are in their 20s, and I'm far removed from this. I see this happen. You've seen this happen at grocery stores.
Oh yeah.
The mom or dad who is just at their wit's end, and they're grabbing stuff and putting it in the cart, and the kid grabs something and puts it in there, and they don't see it, or those kind of things. Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, this seems like it makes pretty much sense. Go ahead, Seth.
I was going to say this actually happened recently to Beth and I. Because of the pandemic and everything, the boys have not been shopping with us very much at all in the last 3 years. So. When we were coming back from somewhere and we needed to get some groceries, one or two things. And it wasn't that we were at our rope's end. We were just, kind of in a good mood. And the boys were like, oh, can we get this and do this? And that was the thing that got us.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, sure. Yeah. We'll do this and this. And it's like, all of a sudden we're like, whoa, what happened here? where all these groceries come from?
I know what that's like.
Yeah.
On both sides. Mm-hmm. As the kid that did that and as a parent.
As a parent.
Yeah. I wonder this. I would like to see a study on this too. Does this change also with the significant other?
That's a good point. That's a great question.
Do you spend more or less
if it's just you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you you're just like automated? Okay, I got a list. I'm going to just get what's on my list, and that's it. But then when you're with, I think it does. I think it does have something to do with. Now that I think about it,
I know most of the people that I have dated or lived with or anything like that tend to be the opposite of me when it comes to a lot of things because I don't want to date myself. I like being with somebody that's
opposite
a bit different.
Track, right?
Yeah. I'm a list guy. I'm the guy. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to a Walmart or a grocery store or something, it's very hard for you to catch my attention if we haven't seen each other in a long time. We're like, James, hey. Like, I'm tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting this done.
Focused.
I want to get out of here. I don't want to be here. I want this done. You're with somebody else. Chances are, unless you guys talk about it, hey, we got a short amount of time. Let's get stuff done. Chances are you're bopping around.
Yeah.
So you're looking at things. You're checking stuff. You're looking at prices and labels and all these things.
And you're asking each other about this or that. Are we going to get this kind of thing? Yeah.
You don't need a survey for this one. The more time you spend in a building, the more chances you are to spend more money.
Absolutely.
That's been
proven many times.
So I think a lot of this stuff kind of just adds up quickly.
Yeah.
But that $46 difference isn't a total loss. Parents say that there are things that kids can learn on shopping trips.
Mm-hmm.
Things like the value of a dollar, the difference between necessities and nice to haves, patience, how to look for bargains, and where to find things in a store.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't agree with all that more.
That's very true.
Learned all those things from my mom and dad.
Yep, exactly.
I will add one other thing to that.
Okay.
How to treat clerks. How to treat people.
Yes.
My mom and dad were very adamant about that. Mm-hmm. You never treat these people like, it doesn't matter how bad they treat you, you kill them with kindness, Jimmy. That's what they would tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with a cook or anything like that, a waiter. Treating these people good.
Yeah.
Just a natural way of doing it. I learned that from them. They didn't tell me this. I just saw the way that they
interacted. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I also think that there's another thing, too. I don't know. Spending time with your kid. that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. It's not. It's just another way to spend time. I mean, think about, right now, everyone's got jobs. Everyone's in school. I mean, how much do you actually see or spend time with your family? It's any chance you get, to me, is a win.
I have a good relationship with my son. He's in Minnesota, and he's doing really well and everything. It's the hardest thing to get that kid to reach back to me and everything. It is.
Yeah.
He's in his mid-20s. He's in his early 20s. He's got a lot going on. He's got a busy life. He doesn't always care to hear my takes on things or anything like that. But I miss them all the time.
Yeah.
These moments aren't, they don't last. Like, ask any of us with kids in their 20s or any or above. Yeah. It don't last very long.
You don't get that anymore.
Ah. I mean, you take it while you can get it.
Yep.
And you make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
I also think the other part of this does not come up, and this seems to never come up, no matter how common this is. What about single parents?
Oh, boy.
What if you ain't got a choice? You have to bring your kid to shop with you and everything. That doesn't seem to, like, we don't talk about single parenting enough and how difficult that can be. And where some of these things like eating healthy and all this stuff, that sounds great in a perfect world. How do you expect this person in this situation, et cetera, to be able to live that way?
That's a very valid point.
Take a break. Come back. We'll get into some more fun. We've got Misty's. Plenty of other things coming up. Not Misty's. I was looking at the birthdays again.
Yeah.
that coming up. Plenty more for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show, everyone. Mm-hmm. It is 8:52 on the clock. And dogs. I mean, sorry. I'm sorry.
You're a little ahead of yourself,
man.
Yeah,
it's very unprofessional of me and everything.
Man.
But I looked out in the hallway, and Madison's out there.
Yep.
We just got a dog out there, and our friends from the Southfield County Humane Society are going to be coming in just minutes to bring us our pet of the week. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with that. Cannot wait. But before I get... you're right, Seth. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, yeah.
We, of course, got rest of the 9 o'clock hour to talk about. We got Civic Media's $1 million advertising giveaway that we want to talk about.
Yes.
Before we get to those things, just to real quickly let you know that on Morning Magazine today, when Seth and I are done hanging out at about 10 04. We're going to kick it off with Family Natural Foods, Steve and Katrina Hittner in.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our favorite people to talk to.
Yes,
a big
indeed.
Good morning to everyone over at Family Natural Foods.
Yeah.
And in part two, Laura Huber, 4-H program coordinator.
It's always a great conversation.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
Laura has always got some fun stuff for us.
Yes.
And we love putting some focus on our friends at the 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
Got some good stuff on your radio tonight, too. A little bit later at 6 o'clock on WIRI, Marquette Basketball Hour. Coach Shaka Smart joins our airwaves. Looking forward to that. And after that, you will have Nakusa Boys Basketball hosting Adams Friendship. Randy and Don running that one.
Yeah, more high school basketball.
It's going to be an interesting game, too. Honestly, used to be when I was, I don't know if it still is, but when I was a kid, that was a rivalry game, Nakusa and Adams.
Mm-hmm.
So I
that
imagine
makes sense.
It still is.
Yeah. I bet you it is.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And as I mentioned, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have CBS News. And then after that, we'll kick off our first segment. Will be Pet of the Week from the Southfield County Humane Society. A big shout out to Cotton Thimble, quilting class. Large variety of fabrics and knowledge. Carol is their owner. So tell Carol we said hi from WFHR when you stop by there.
Yes, indeed.
A lot of great stuff coming up here, Seth.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take about 5 minutes and 30 seconds, 29 seconds, 28 seconds.
There you go.
because that is it. We're down to 5 minutes away from Civic Media's $1 million advertising giveaway.
And we've been talking about this now for a couple of weeks, and it's because it's amazing. We talked a little bit about it earlier. You will not see this anywhere. Ever.
Yeah.
This is new. This is one of the most interesting promotions that I've ever heard of. We've heard from people, listeners, who have said the same thing. I've never heard of this before. That's because it's not been done before. So if you are a local business and you're looking to get some free advertising on our airwaves here, WFHR, WIRI, our sister stations all throughout the Civic Media Network, we can accommodate you. We can go sign up at 9 o'clock, just a few minutes away. Go to civicmedia.us/million. That's where you find the paperwork you need to fill out. Get that in there, and you will be eligible for some free advertising on these airwaves. The minimum amount, $5,000. That's the minimum.
That's the minimum you could win.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
And that right there should obviously help out a lot, because what this was done for. Yeah, we're in radio, so we're going to do promotions and things like this to help our station and other stations and all that. And that is certainly something that plays into this.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't the core reason of why they came up with this idea.
No,
they came up with this because we are humbled here at Civic. We have been brought into your homes, your cars, your phones to entertain you, to keep you informed, to give you the other side of the coin oftentimes, to give you the side that is not covered, especially in radio these days, but by the majority of things out there, just in general, mediums in general.
Mm-hmm.
Civic Media saw that there was something not being covered.
Yes.
They wanted to cover that. And, okay, it's a great idea, but you can't do it alone. I mean, no matter how much money you got or anything like that, you can't do this on your own. You're going to need advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
Advertisers aren't going to advertise if you ain't doing something good. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't have good ratings, good streaming numbers.
Yep.
If you are not bringing people to your product, to your medium.
That's right.
Everybody under the Civic Media umbrella is doing that. We're doing good in the ratings. We're doing good streaming and all that. This is part of the reason we feel very humbled because, oh, we're not only doing this, we're succeeding.
Yes.
We're succeeding at something that conglomerates usually do, where it's just, you know, a couple of guys at the top of our pyramid and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, we're really, really fortunate to be able to be doing this, and we don't do it alone. It takes a village. It takes everybody, and it takes our local businesses out there who are giving us their money to get on our airwaves. And what do you, when we talk about Misty's Menu, what do you hear? Do you hear us say Misty's Menu, birthday and anniversary club, and then moving on to the birthdays? No, man. I ramble for like 5-10 minutes about Misty.
How great it is, because it's great.
Talk about Culver's the same way.
Yep.
Talk about any of the businesses that advertise with us. This is what we do.
Yep.
Great example, Cotton Thimble advertising for Pet of the Week this week. We technically are only have to mention Cotton Thimble when we are literally doing that segment.
Yep.
How many times have you heard me mention Cotton Thimble just in the last 2 minutes? This is what we do here.
Yes.
This is why we do. This is why we tell you, hey, when you advertise with us, when you advertise with Civic, when you advertise with local radio stations, true local radio stations, ones that actually have live people on the radio in your town, where you're from, we can do these things. We can actually put our money where our mouth is and our heart where our mind, all these things is, our heart where our mouth is and all this stuff.
Right. We could just very easily, Civic Media could go out there and approach a large corporation and say, hey, look at, we've got this all through the state of Wisconsin. We've got this great network. Come and advertise for us. But they're like, no, actually, we want to support the local businesses here in whatever community we're in. And specifically, let's talk WFHR. Let's talk Wisconsin Rapids. Like James said a little bit earlier, of all the Civic Media stations, we're the oldest.
Yep.
We're the ones that have been around the longest. And there's some pride in that, I think. I have some pride in the fact that I work at this station. So let's get that to you guys. Let's say, come on in. Bring your stuff to us. And like you said, mention, you know, where you heard it on the morning show, mention WFHR. And that's just a friendly competition we're having with all the other stations around the state. But it's important to us, too, I think. And it's important for you guys to know that this is a venerable station and that we take your best interests at heart.
Yeah.
That's what this is about, getting your words out, getting your business, getting to show you the power of radio still. Radio's not dead, contrary to many people's takes on it. Radio is not dead yet. So we're going to show you exactly why we think your business is going to be best served by being on our airwaves.
You'll be able to fill out an application for a piece of our giveaway and your chance to work with the Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business across our networks for free. As Seth mentioned, there's some different tiers to this, but none of them below 5Gs.
Yep, that's the lowest that there is.
It's a pretty sweet deal right there. We're just seconds, literally less than 10 seconds away from this, everybody. Go to civicmedia.us/million, civicmedia.us/million. Get there right now because I'm watching the ticker go down to...
Two, one.
Boom.
We got it.
We're
started. Get it there.
Have fun, everybody. We'll be back with more morning show here at WFHR.